Imagine you've gone to the kitchen for a cold glass of water. You pour it into your glass, you put in the ice, and you're about to take a sip, and it drops from your fingers and goes sailing down to the hard marble floor. Sometimes that glass will break. Sometimes it'll bounce. And sometimes life will knock the wind out of you, and sometimes the universe will beat you up. And sometimes it takes time to catch your breath. And as Cavett Roberts says, you don't drown by falling into the water. You only drown if you stay there. It's okay to get down every now and again, but don't get down on yourself. In everyone's life, there comes a time when we have to be tested. Every part of our being will be tried and tested. Sometimes it'll seem cruel. Sometimes it'll seem unfair. Sometimes we're pushed to the breaking point. Life will push us to the limits, and we will wonder if we can make it. You can, and these experiences prepare you for exponential success. I know many times you felt beat up, left for dead by the universe. Sometimes the universe kicks you in the head and gives you a bloody nose and leaves you for dead. But that's not there to upset you, to demean you, or to depress you. When we face an experience in life, when we face a trial, an obstacle, a situation, or a setback, it's there because there's something you need to experience, something that you need to learn, something that you need to have to take your life to the next level. Face it, when you face a challenge or obstacle, it's either going to make you grow or give you grief. It's either going to make you a better person or make you a bitter person. There are plenty of bitter people out there that experience something in life that has put them into a hole in a corner where they do not want to get out, and it has literally destroyed them. It's part of the process. There's something that you need to learn and grow from. Not only for yourself, but as you learn from these experiences, you'll be able to help others get through these experiences. That is part of life. Every time you take your life to the next level, learn more skills, achieve more goals, there are different tests, different things that you need to learn. I remember experience in my life where we started a business, things were going well, then circumstances beyond my control, I found myself in serious debt. Debt that I didn't think I could repay. And it was one of the lowest points of my life because I told my family and friends that I was going to accomplish certain things and go certain places, and it didn't happen. But I'll tell you what. It could be financial, it could be social, it could be emotional, it could be physical. There'll be certain things in your life that will push you to the limit. And as I look back at my experiences, things that have brought me down, things that have given me a big slice of humble pie, I look back at the experiences that I've had and realize those experiences, although expensive, although tiring, although humbling, gave me the drive, the desire, the skills, the motivation, the mindset that I needed to have to take my life, my income, and my future to the next level. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's fun. I don't wish it upon anyone, but it's part of the process. So when you face these obstacles, these situations, these challenges, and things that are considered a little tough, considered a little rough, it's how you look at them and realize, are you going to break? Are you going to bounce? Are you going to learn and grow and become a new person? Because as you look at exponentially successful people, they have the same problems for the most part. They just learn to solve those problems and not whine about it. As Confucius says, a gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man without trials. It's amazing to find people who have a life-threatening disease. Some give up. Go to the corner, whine, complain, and moan. It's a tragic thing. There's no way around it. Then you see others who dedicate the rest of their lives to raising money to find the cause, to help other people in need, and it's just a completely different scenario. And as Booker T. Washington says, success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed. Everything that you go through life, there's a lesson to learn. It's not how the cookie crumbles. There's things you can pull out from every situation. And you can use these to propel you forward from any setback. It's not just about enduring life. It's about enjoying life. And you look at people like Helen Keller that had every reason to give up. And if you look at your life, there's always going to be somebody else that has a situation that's worse, a greater tragedy that has triumphed, that has learned from it and has turned that into a greatness. They didn't break, they bounced. And as Helen Keller said, self-pity is our worst enemy, and if we yield to it, we can never do anything wise in the world. It's not what happens to you, it's how you handle it. And as you face these problems or challenges in your life, don't just get through it. Anybody can get through it, but if you just get through it, it will come and repeat unless you learn the lesson that you need to learn. So again, don't just get through it. Learn from it, grow from it, perfect your life, and become a better person. It's either going to help you grow or hurt you. So learn to be resilient. Learn to be flexible. Like trees, if you put supports on small trees, and in the back of your mind, you think you're helping them out, but you're not. Trees have to be able to bend in the wind to grow stronger. If you don't allow them to bend in the end, it's a weakness. The same thing is true with its roots. If you always have water around a tree and it doesn't have to dig those roots deep into the ground, when that first wind comes, it will fall over. Just like with the trunk, you have to let them bend in the wind. There has to be some adversity. When you take those braces off the trees, they will break. And J. Willard Marriott put it so well, good timber doesn't grow with ease. The stronger the wind, the stronger the trees. So prepare yourself. There'll be some ups and downs. Everybody has them. You have to go through it. It's part of life. It's part of the learning process. You'll face stumbling blocks, usually when you don't expect them, usually not something that you've ordered or want, but learn from it, grow from it. Learn to be resilient. Don't break, bounce. They're part of life. They should be seen with a different mindset. They should be seen as helpful in a process to learn and grow and become a better person. If these challenges and obstacles make you break, you'll be full of self-pity, depression, and doubt, and you'll just endure life. But if you bounce, it'll give you resilience and character and knowledge and growth, and you'll be able to enjoy life. And part of this process is to be able to master one of the key skills of those who are exponentially successful, the skill of optimism. Now, we've all heard about optimism and pessimism. It happens, glass half full, half empty. We've all had feelings of discouragement, blues, depression during certain periods of our life. Just like our physical bodies suffer with the flu, our mental beings suffer with the mental flu. It's okay just as long as it's never permanent. Depression could be defined as a period of time in our life when you have feelings of worthlessness or inadequacy. Depression can occur after divorce, separation, health challenges, financial challenges, or setbacks. Or when you feel most of your life is having negative outcomes. There'll be some negative, but we need to concentrate on the positives. Optimism is a frame of reference. It's how you look at the world. It's how you look at life. Bottom line is, you need people to be successful. When you're optimistic, more people want to be around you. Literally hundreds of studies show that pessimists give up more easily. They get depressed more often, and optimists do better in school, work, and live longer. Now understand, this is very important, that everyone has an optimistic voice and a pessimistic voice. We have a voice that's rooting for you, wanting you to take things to the next level, wanting you to pursue your goals, dreams, and aspirations. And then there's the internal heckler, the pessimist, that says negative things that tries to pull you down. And part of the process of success is turning up the positive voice and turning down the negative voice. Optimism is learning to bounce back from setbacks and failures. Optimism is essential to achieve exponential success. To reach this level, you have to learn how to handle your challenges, your problems in life, rather than worrying about what can go wrong. Optimism and hope, like helplessness and despair, can be learned. Helplessness is a state of affairs in which nothing you choose affects what happens to you. When optimists fail or have a setback, they credit the failure to something they can change, not a weakness that they are powerless to overcome. When failure occurs, it is because either skills or drive is missing. But failure can also occur when skills and drive are present, but optimism is missing. Now, optimism is not PMA, that positive mental attitude. It's not constantly saying positive things to yourself. People like me. I'm the best. Positive statements and attitude have their place, and you need to have the plan, but you also need to have the optimistic outlook. This is essential to your future success. Optimism is a frame of reference or how you look at the world. Optimism, like hope, means having an expectation or attitude that, for the most part, things will eventually turn out okay. This hope or attitude that keeps us from becoming hopeless, apathetic, or depressed when things are not going our direction in life. And you've heard that an optimist sees an opportunity in every disaster, and a pessimist sees a disaster in every opportunity. In other words, an optimist sees failure as something that can be changed so success will happen next time, while a pessimist will see failure as a quality that can't be changed. Those with hope and optimism find that they will desire and drive to achieve their objectives in life. They can motivate and inspire themselves to find happiness and their purpose in life. Optimistic people are flexible and will find different ways to achieve the success they want. If you're having a challenge to optimism, there's a great book out there by Dr. Martin Seligman on learned optimism into something you can learn. Because when you always stay focused on pessimism, you focus on the negative. You get depressed. You spend time worrying. You get discouraged. And it's a cycle that you get stuck in. Versus optimism, you focus on the positive. It gives you hope. You spend more time finding solutions. It keeps you encouraged. And that's the cycle that you want to be in. And so if you find pessimism rearing its ugly head in your life, take inventory. Try to find out where those feelings are coming from. Isolate the problem and redirect your plans and attitude. You always have the ability to question your feelings. Redirect your thoughts and replace your feelings with feelings of encouragement and success. And by all means, surround yourself with successful, optimistic people because those feelings are contagious. And a subset of optimism is attitude. A Harvard study proves that success in life is 85% attitude and 15% aptitude. We alter our lives when we alter our attitudes. We change our lives when we change our attitudes. Attitude is a feeling or a mood. And the main thing to remember about attitude, attitudes come from your expectations. Most people wait for someone to cut them off on the way to work to dictate what their attitude's going to be. They're like chameleon absorbing the attitudes of other people. Exponentially successful people, they know what their attitude's going to be, they know what their expectations are, and they don't let other people dictate their attitudes. As attitudes come from expectations, they could be parental expectations, expectations we have on our children or our spouses, or expectations we have on ourselves. Expectations come from our beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. Our beliefs are based on our self-concept, which is a combination of ideas, thoughts, and experiences that have happened to us over the course of our lives that come together to form an image of who we are. It is something we can control. We can establish it in the morning before we even start the day. We mold our own lives by our habitual attitudes. Attitude is a reflection of what's happening inside. Attitude comes through practice, and your attitude toward others determines your attitude towards yourself. Your success is directly related to how you relate to others. And again, I'm not talking about sitting on the couch talking about daily affirmations. Sure, they have their place. But you need to take a look at your mindset and your expectation and your optimism of the future. So it's all part of changing your thinking and your expectations before you can change your future. So take a look at your attitude and take a look at your action plan because they do go together. I mean, you could have a great attitude that you're going to win the lottery, but what if you don't buy the ticket? The experience of resistance and frustration is often an indication that you have the wrong attitude. Look at your attitude, look at your expectations, change your attitude, and change your life. And as you look at your attitude and your action plan, you need to save room for persistence. Persistence is the number one reason people are successful in life. It's not education. It's not financial backing. It's good old-fashioned persistence. Smart persistence. You can beat your head against a brick wall and be persistent, but it's a matter of being smart and persisting and persevering at the right things. It's like ants at a picnic. They're always go. They don't sit and whine and complain when something goes wrong. They can't get to their goal. They go after it until they've accomplished their mission. Most of the people you meet do not lack desire. They lack persistence. And persistence is self-discipline in action. When you have persistence, you have a guarantee against permanent failure. Doesn't matter how many times you've been defeated, beat up, or set back, you will be successful. And I love the quote from Dwight D. Eisenhower. He says, "What counts is not necessarily the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog." Persistence comes through knowing your objectives and knowing what you want and what you're willing to pay for it. Because your probability of success increases exponentially with persistence. The harder you work, the luckier you get. Sacrifice is part of paying the price. Greater the struggle, the greater the price. And when you pay the price, it builds confidence and gives you staying power. Because if you really dig deep and think about it, thousands could have been elected for U.S. president and done a better job. Thousands of others could have invented the light bulb. Thousands of others could have started Microsoft. There are plenty of people with talents. They just did not listen to their heart. They listened to the negative people around them. They gave up and did not have the tenacity, drive, or perseverance to achieve the things that they could have achieved. Every life form seems to grow as much as it can, except for human beings. Look at a simple tree. How tall will it grow? As tall as it can. It keeps going as tall as it can. Human beings, on the other hand, have been given a dignity of choice. You can choose to be the best you can, or you can choose to be nothing. Why not stretch up to the full measure of the challenge and see what you can accomplish, see what you can become? And as Calvin Coolidge says, nothing in the world can take place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence, determination, and hard work makes the difference. So understand that persistence combined with vision and commitment keeps you focused towards your objective. Your success and your future will be determined by your persistence and your commitment to excellence more than any other factor. And as Lou Holtz says, the test of commitment is action, and your commitment will be criticized. And as Johann Wolfgang von Goethe says, until one is committed, there is a hesitance, the chance to draw back, always an effectiveness. Concerning all active initiative, there is one elemental truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one commits oneself, the providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never have otherwise occurred. Whatever you can do or dream, you can begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. And part of the energy that keeps you committed and persistent is enthusiasm. Because no true success was ever achieved without enthusiasm, desire, and passion. And as Norman Vincent Peale said, enthusiasm is the force that keeps you motivated until you've reached your goal. And you can find thousands of reasons why you can't do it, why you can't stay on track, but you just need one reason that's enthusiastic, that has purpose, and that is tapped into your passion. So find that purpose, find that enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, or lack of enthusiasm, is very contagious. And when you have that enthusiasm, you won't run out of energy and you'll keep the fire burning. And the more you like yourself, the more you're on track, and the more enthusiasm you'll have. And if you want to get enthusiasm about everything, get information, get knowledge, learn about it, understand it, talk to other people that are excited, enthusiastic about where you want to go and what you want to accomplish. Because to be enthusiastic, you have to think enthusiastic. Give yourself a pep talk, not a mental beating. And to return to what Norman Vincent Peale says, when one gets enthusiastic, the entire personality lights up. The mind becomes sharper, more intuitive. The entire life force and creative ability are enhanced. Such a person is motivated and will make an impact. Take a look at your life. Analyze your optimism, your attitude. your enthusiasm and your persistence on the road to exponential success. There's no way around it. Life will beat you up. Learn to bounce, don't break. Follow it up by persistence and attitude and optimism and enthusiasm. And these traits will keep you focused and on the path to lifelong exponential success.